Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, Bart, you know, on this day in 1987.
87?
87. Where were you?
Watching the Pistons win the championship.
Well, on this day.
Well, no, they were losing to Boston.
On this day, you were watching the Giants win the Super Bowl.
I was 6 years old, man.
And Phil Simms famously said afterwards when he was asked, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to Disney World.
Oh, yeah. He was the first one to ever say that?
And that has become tradition ever since.
Mm.
Yeah. Pretty cool, right?
Never know how stuff starts. That was 87? Damn, Phil, you old as hell.
The 86 season, but it was January of 87.
Old as hell, Phil.
We all are getting old.
Yeah.
All right, so how did the Jets get to a Super Bowl? Get a quarterback, right?
Yeah.
And
I wonder who will get a star at quarterback or get a star first, the Knicks or the Jets.
Right. The perpetual wait for a great player. Like, I always feel like that's what the Yankees give me, is at least I have a team that you should demand have championship aspirations, right?
Yeah.
Because no other team really you root for
has to give you a star.
Like the Yankees, at least it's like every year you're like, well, you better win a championship. Like, I'd rather be mad that you didn't win a championship than mad that you don't have a star that can at least put you in the conversation.
Yeah. Aaron Judge making his own rounds. He was at the game yesterday, wasn't he?
Aaron Judge was at the Garden last night, yes, again. Gave Julius Randle a hug afterwards as well. So it's good to see him in the building.
Didn't tell Julius, do better.
No. Come on, man. Randle was great last night.
You got to carry the squad.
You can say what you want about him. He was fantastic last night.
No, that's why I'm saying get as much as you can for him, because he's had up and down season.
I get that. But I'm also in the reality world of this front office is extremely close to him. He's their guy. They're not going to do that.
Okay.
That's just how it is. Now, if a new regime came in, it could change everything. Yeah, absolutely. He's got, 2 years left on his deal? So, you know, we'll see where it goes from here. But right now, this team is what it is. All right, but how do the Jets get better? They need a quarterback. Well, the quarterback we've been talking about, that would be a tremendous upgrade that everybody agrees, if they get him, they are in now the conversation as a contender because of the defense they have and the weapons they have and everything else. And that's Aaron Rodgers. He was on McAfee yesterday like he is each week. And talked about things such as playing on another team.
I've never been a free agent, which is pretty wild. I've never gotten to the end of my contract. So to even think about being in another uniform never really crossed my mind. Just because I got a second contract in my fourth out of five years. And then each successive contract was with at least a year left on the deal. So there was never a time where you're thinking like, oh, I might be another uniform. And I've just never thought that way. You know, even when Jordan was drafted, I thought that might be a possibility for sure. I might not finish in Green Bay. Then I won 2 COVID MVPs. You know, obviously seemed a lot less likely. But you never know.
You never know, he said.
Such a troll, man.
You think so?
It's too exhausting. He's exhausting. Because he leaves it open, like, oh, I've never been a free agent.
Well, I think he's just being open. That's what he's being open about it. Now, he also talked about his future and what he wants to do, which, because some people think, does he still want to play? I mean, he's got, you know, 58 million reasons to play next year. But he said that he just needs some time to decide.
Tom's been playing a long, long time. He deserves a right to take as much time as he needs. I've been playing a little bit less time, I think 5 or 6 years. Still think that, you know, should warrant, you know, the ability to take some time to make this decision and to weigh all the options. I don't think you can wake up on January 24th and say, all right, I'm ready to, you know, go run this thing back. You know, I think even when you're in the midst of a career, in the middle of a career, there's always, you know, moments where you're like, man, I need a couple more months, you know, not to figure out if you want to play or not, but just like before that mindset kicks in, where you're like, oh man, I'm really going to go do this again in April and this thing. I just think you need time to kind of decompress. At least I do. Maybe other people are differently, but I need time to decompress. I mean, you just kind of let the off season start to sink in and then at some point make that decision.
No, I mean, he's making it sound like this is not something that's going to happen. It's more than sooner.
Get off the McAfee show and take your ass to your teepee and start meditating. Like, speed the process up, B.
All right, let's hear a little more. Aaron Rodgers talking about, remember, he was criticized by Gronk because he said that he still feels like he can be an MVP, and Gronk's like, he should be more focused on winning a championship. So Aaron Rodgers talking on the McAfee Show about still being focused on winning a championship.
That's number one, is if I want to play, 100%. And if I want to go through the grind again. And then number two is, that's why I said it was mutual to both sides. It's, what does the team look like with me? What are the proposed, you know, direction of different players that they're thinking about bringing in? How do I fit in that? And what are the prospects moving forward? I think that's a part of it, you know, because you want to win a championship, right? You want to be a part of a team that can win a championship. And every team is going to say in the beginning of the season, we can win it. But we know every single year there's about, you know, a handful of teams that have a legit chance, and the four left are all four that I would have said before the season, you know, these four got a chance to win it.
Now, one of the things he also talked about when he talked about playing for other teams, he's like, some people tell you the grass isn't always green on the other side. He goes, the grass is green where you water it.
Did he just take an Instagram cliche? And just, oh my God.
So that kind of suggested that, you know, it is greener if it's at a place that they are putting together something that helps you win. So the Jets again come up. And Rodgers is asked specifically about a player that he has talked to and talked with and also talked about, and that is Zach Wilson. And so here's his little take on the Jets' young quarterback.
I hope that whoever they decide to go with that coordinator can come in and work with him and kind of break down the fundamentals for him and get him playing on time, because I think he's talented enough to have a long career in the league.
And he also said he had talked to him. He must text him regularly because he found out he was in the – I guess he texted him on a Friday night. Found out that Zach Wilson was in the facility. And he said, go home, man. Get home. Be a kid. Go out. Go to dinner. Do something. He said he just needed to decompress, get away from it. So he was mentoring him a little bit
Take him to the TP with you, Aaron. Let him find enlightenment. Enlightenment.
You never know.
At least that's what LeBron got from Kid Cudi in House Party 2. Worst movie in the world.
Which you hated. Yeah, you've already said that.
LeBron is, oh my God.
But staying on point. So we hear from Aaron Rodgers. The door he leaves open, the idea of he could leave Green Bay. It's what do they want to do? You know, they did draft my replacement. He's talked all that stuff, right? So it's essentially for him, he's saying, we'll see how it goes, but it is possible I could go somewhere else. And so with that in mind, you're thinking, all right, great. So the door's open. And Shefty said over the weekend that it might take a couple of second round picks, but you know, that's what's going to take, that they won't send him to an NFC team. And so the Jets would be very much involved in this. But here's Rob Domofsky, who's been covering the Packers for a very long time. He's covered Rodgers' entire career for us at ESPN. He had a spot on Get Up this morning where he said something that really caught my attention, Bart, because it made it sound like a trade might be for the Jets in their situation a very difficult proposition for them to make because of time.
Greeny, I started talking to people in the organization immediately after the season. Actually, it started long before that, but seriously, immediately after the season. And the sense I got is that they would welcome him back if he wanted to come back for another season, but they're not going to beg him to come back. And if he wants to move on and retire, then they're fine moving on to Jordan Love, and that they think Jordan Love is ready. Now, if he wants to play and they still want to move on, that's where it becomes a lot more complicated. You guys have talked about all the trade possibilities. That is a situation that I think would take a lot longer to work out than either of the first two situations that I mentioned. The first two situations, I think they're resolved before free agency. A trade, that could take quite a bit longer.
All right, that's the part, Bart, that got my attention. So let me ask you this. And everybody listening again, 800-919-3776. Is the part that he says that the two other things... If you want to stay, if you want to retire, that'll probably get done before the draft.
Yeah.
But if you want to keep playing and a trade situation comes up, that could take a while. The Jets, Bart, are not in a situation that they can wait on what they're going to do at quarterback, because their other options that are out there will be long gone.
Yep.
If they are waiting as long as, remember, Brett Favre, Mike T traded for Brett Favre. It was like, preseason already started. The Jets can't risk it and do that. So to me, that little bit of information from Domofsky really squelches my anticipation that the Jets could get Aaron Rodgers. Do you think that with that information, just hearing that the Jets should not make this a priority?
You still have to make it a priority, because just because they say that doesn't mean that you can't speed it up if the compensation is correct, if it's proper, if you figure out, okay, let's redo Aaron Rodgers' deal, because he said he wanted to redo it. If you redo his deal where you can soften the blow for everybody and be able to buy yourself some time and understand, hey, we're going to go forward with Aaron Rodgers. He's coming, but he's not here yet. I remember we made a trade for Steve McNair, and it was late in the process because they decided to go with Vince Young. And we ended up having Steve McNair, and we had extra. We changed our OTAs and all that type of stuff to later. And so just so he can get more reps. And understand that Aaron Rodgers is a football savant, that he'll figure it out. But
I don't Aaron mean Rodgers, that. I'm talking about, like, if you don't – you could be left holding the bag if you don't have anybody to be your starter, and now all of a sudden it's Zach Wilson again.
It don't have to be official, but you know you make these deals without actually making these deals legit and official. You know, it happens all the time. Like I said, I've watched guys sign their deal or agree to their deal for the most part in principle at the combine. I've seen them agree to their deals at the Pro Bowl with the new guy that's coming, doing secret meetings and all that stuff. Oddly enough, it's a team in our division that we hate. But yeah, he was doing illegal deals a long time ago. I watched him do the one a long time ago.
Oh?
Yeah.
Well, who we hate, I think we know who that is.
Yeah, Bill.
Exactly. So, all right. So what Domofsky's suggesting here, you wouldn't use as like a cause for pause, like Stephen A. would say. Because no. I don't want to be held up by the Packers.
But you are going to be held up, and you just got to, the whole team's going to have to adjust. You get your coordinator, you put in your offense, and knowing whatever you're learning, if you're a receiver or a running back, this offense, when Aaron Rodgers comes, it's going to be magnified and it's going to be even better.
All right, 800-919-3776 is Barton Hahn. Do you want a reason to escape to Florida this winter? Our friends at Gosling's Rum are the official rum of the Honda Classic PGA Tournament. They're giving away an amazing golf experience to one lucky winner. Go to goslingsgiveaway.com to learn more. Contest is open to U.S. residents 21 and over. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. For official rules, visit goslingsgiveaway.com. You want to get some calls on this, Bart?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go. Let's go to Ira in Staten Island first on this. Go ahead, Ira.
Hey, good afternoon, Alan. Bart, you know, I understand both points that you're bringing up, but Alan, I tend to agree with you. And Bart, I know you've been through the contract negotiations. Unless the Packers could rip it up and make it where it's better to trade him before June 1st and not absorb what they're going to hit. Right now, the way it stands, you know it. They got to wait till after June 1st. And I'm the Jets. I agree with Alan. I just can't just wait till after June 1st. I want this guy in the building from day one. And
that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Okay,
anyway.
Well, guess what? Well, you know Joe Douglas and everybody over there. They've built this thing for hopefully long-term, you know, success. And if you can't get the quarterback in there from day one, I'm sorry. Just as good as he is and with all his talent, I got to move on to another piece. I can't just throw the whole program up. Yeah, I just can't. I can't.
He's
put
that
the program
talented,
on
Ira.
Hold.
But he's that talented, Ira. If you have Aaron Rodgers on his roster, you're a Super Bowl contender. And that's not hyperbole. That's legitimate. If you have Aaron Rodgers with this current roster, you're a Super Bowl contender. And I told you, like, we did the same thing in Baltimore. We did the same thing in Baltimore. We waited and we got Steve McNair late June. And we moved our OTA so he can have one OTA. You know what our record was that year? 13-3.
But your offensive line was set. Joe Douglas got work to do with that offensive line.
You don't need the quarterback there. You don't need the quarterback there to secure your offensive line. You go sign Orlando Brown in free agency. You make sure you draft the best center out there where you can, and that's your offensive line. The offensive line, the quarterback, that you can still work on your plays. You don't need Aaron Rodgers there to work on your plays. You'll have plenty of time. By the time you get to November, December, you'll be hitting the ground running.
I respectfully have to disagree with you. I got to have this guy in the building from day one.
No, Ira doesn't want to take the risk of waiting.
Ira, I'm telling you I did it. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I've seen.
Right.
We got Steve McNair when they decided to move on from Vince Young.
You're saying.
We had Kyle Bowler, who was a first-round draft pick, bust, like Zach Wilson. It's the same exact scenario.
You're saying that you would have to you'd have to know something, though.
You can know something without actually you can know something without actually doing it. Okay. We had Kyle Bowler, number 7 pick. Remember, the Ravens picked Kyle Bowler before they picked Terrell Suggs. They picked Terrell Suggs early in the first round, and then we had 2 first-round draft picks. Then you picked Kyle Bowler, like 11th or 7th, something like that, right? And 2 years later, we recognized that this team was ready to win the Super Bowl, but we didn't have the right quarterback. And Steve McNair became available because Vince Young, they drafted Vince Young, and Steve McNair had dealt with some injuries, and Vince Young came in and went to the Pro Bowl as a rookie, and we took Steve McNair and went 13-3 the year that the Colts won the Super Bowl. We were the number one seed in the AFC just by adding him. Mm-hmm. The year before with Kyle Bowler, we was like 7-9. And we went from 7-9 with a comparable quarterback. Guess what? We had a team that had a great defense.
Great defense, yeah.
What a coinkydink.
It basically sounds like the
same damn thing.
But you guys
a former MVP in Steve McNair.
Okay. So again, this is Joe Douglas having to know.
He was there.
Yeah, I'm saying this is him having to know. We can make this deal. It's just not going to happen right away, but we can plan for this deal to happen. And you feel like if it's a high percentage of us getting it done,
just make it official later.
It's worth the risk. All right, let's go to D in Queens. D.
Okay, this is delusional talk. He's not coming. The Jets just fired the perfect OC for Aaron Rodgers, where his transition would be seamless. Okay? Plus, he has a house in Tennessee. That makes more sense for him for everything. Then I got one.
Tom Brady's got a place in New York City.
Yeah, Tom Brady got a place here, so that's me.
Tom Brady's got a house in Miami.
It might be Dallas.
Rich people got houses because everywhere. Rich people got houses everywhere, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're focusing on his house. You're the one that brought up the house.
D.
You brought it to his house in Nashville.
We're focusing on it. But nobody brought it up to you. Said it.
Option. You think other people don't talk about how dysfunctional the Jets look?
Oh boy.
And they're like, yeah.
Hold up. Did the Jets look dysfunctional? Last year, did they look like a team that's on the upstart and on the uptick? Don't it look like they general manager know how to pick young talent? They got the rookie of the year and the defensive rookie of the year.
Are you paying attention to what experts that usually do trash the Jets are saying right now about like Aaron Rodgers to the Jets and what it would mean?
By the way, let's
also point this out too. They talk about dysfunctional. You remember in the middle of the season when the Titans decided they were going to just blow up their front office
and fire their general manager?
Like, how about that? Well, because of something that the owner stepped in and she's like, I don't like where this is going. Where were they, Bart, in the season? Where were they?
Like first place.
They were one of the best teams, right? They were actually winning their division.
So the Jets.
Then they had that ugly loss to the Eagles.
Yep.
And AJ Brown went off, and she didn't like it because they let him go.
Yep.
And she got rid of the GM.
And Ray was like, hey, I never wanted to get rid of him in the first place.
And now you got that dysfunction going on. Right, but the Jets are dysfunctional.
Yeah, they just
Jose's in Patterson. Jose.
What's up, fellas? General Solo, how you been, brother?
What's going on, man? It's good to hear from you.
You know, we need to give Bart one of those tags. I like Bart Can't Wait Seeing.
Bart's just Bart Stradamus. Yeah, Bart can be Bart Stradamus.
But when we're doing the Star Wars thing, Bart can't wait.
Okay. I think that's what Bart. Bart's got to be like that.
I'm Chewbacca.
More like Chewie.
Bart.
I would give him Lando. Bart's not a bad looking dude. He know about the ladies.
Although Bart,
I could be Billy D.
You could be Lando. You could also be though.
Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
Suffering.
Do not.
That sounds like every Jets and Knicks and like think about it. Right? Hate leads to anger. Anger leads to suffering.
I'm sick of this.
That's literally where I am
right now, guys. I've been suffering for the last 30 years, five more years. I'm 44 now. Hannah, I'll call you before. I'm a lifelong Jets fan. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go too crazy about getting Aaron Rodgers, only because of a couple things. He's 40. He didn't have the best statistical year of his career, only because in Green Bay, it's not looked at for him as the best year. For us, it would have been a good year at quarterback. But who's to say that's not the beginning of the slump? You know, the when you reach that hill at 40, that testosterone level get low and you start going downward.
He needs some Nugenics. He called Frank the big hurt.
Yeah.
But really, he played with a broken hand.
She'll like it too.
He played with a broken hand for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a broken thumb too. So
You guys don't think that message that Woody sent out was also for Lamar's ear? Suddenly Lamar don't want to play. Suddenly Lamar's chilling. Suddenly Lamar's more disgruntled. Maybe Lamar's thinking, I become the man in New York. That's a fat check.
I just don't see talent. Baltimore's not letting him walk.
Baltimore's not going to let him go.
The worst they'll do is franchise tag him and just try to figure it out. That's the problem there, Jose. Hey, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you as always. Like, that's the thing with the Lamar Jackson stuff. It's exciting to think about, yeah. But it would only be exciting if the Ravens were like, you know what, we're just not going to pay it.
A 26-year-old quarterback.
We've got another option that we can go in this direction. They don't have any of that.
Tyler Huntley, come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, it's not like they have another option. They just don't want to pay it. It's like, well, we can buy us some more time by just franchise tagging him. And that's what makes Lamar Jackson way more of a that's way more of a variable than what Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a closer reality than any other quarterback we could talk about. It's just the problem that I have, and that's why I brought it up, Bart, is my concern is the weight. And can you risk the weight that it might take to get this deal done?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
NFL honors, like the awards, the finalists have been announced, Bart. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some of the... I'm going to give you some of the... What?
The resume.
Resume.
Yeah, like when you say the player, like you got statistics for him.
I don't have all that. No, I just got names. Gotcha. I just got names. I think we all know who these guys are. Yeah. So I'll give you. So we'll start with Coach of the Year.
Okay.
All right. Nick Sirianni of the Eagles, Kyle Shanahan of the Niners, Doug Peterson of the Jaguars, Sean McDermott of the Bills, and then Brian. What is it now? Is it
Dable? The ball.
The ball.
The ball.
Dable.
The Dable.
Dable.
Dayball?
It's like, I know this was
is
like...
Is it Latin or is it French? I need origin of word.
I don't understand how people get so upset.
To the ball head.
just to explain. Yesterday, I think I said dayball. Like, just, I had a moment. Like, I just forgot.
Late right? Ball.
And you would think that I committed some type of a, you know, felony.
Well, it's disrespectful.
And I was like, all right, yes. Dable. Fine. Brian Dable. So anyways... That's your five Coach of the Year candidates. Who you picking?
Well, you look at Sirianni. We said before the season even started, oh, this team in
Stack
Philadelphia,
deck.
Yeah, they could be 9-0. Looking at the record, and they were damn near 9-0.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. It's like they had high expectations. They spent more money than anybody.
What about Shanahan using his like fourth cornerback?
Yeah, but Shanahan still has the best roster.
Right.
Like, when I say Coach of the Year, it means making chicken salad out of chicken. Right. You know
so
what?
Then so Sean McDermott, who had a
Super
Bowl aspiration.
He disqualified. Right.
Doug Peterson.
Yeah, but they squeaked into a division that was god awful.
Okay, so you're going with Dable.
Yeah, because he made it in to a conference that had three teams get into his division. So that means he had to compete with them, even though he didn't beat them.
I like it.
He had to compete.
All right, comeback player of the year. I like this one. There's only three: Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, Geno Smith.
Geno Smith.
Gotta be, right?
Yeah, like he had a comeback career of the year.
Yes.
Like this dude was dead.
All right.
In the water.
All right.
He's supposed to be Tyrod Taylor the rest of his life.
Defensive rookie of the year. Tariq Woolen, Aiden Hutchinson.
I can put context on that. 6 interceptions, I believe.
Sauce Gardner.
Aiden Hutchinson, 7 sacks.
Yeah. Sauce Gardner.
Sauce. Come on, man.
All right.
All pro.
Offensive.
He made all pro.
Offensive rookie of the year. Brock Purdy.
Nope. He ain't play enough.
Kenneth Walker. The running back. You loved him.
Yeah, but he got hurt.
Or Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson. Now, Garrett Wilson.
You don't think Brock Purdy?
Brock Purdy.
I know he didn't play the whole season, but
he played.
An amazing story.
No, come on. It's not like he came in like Roethlisberger.
I love Garrett Wilson.
No, listen, it's not like he came in like Roethlisberger like week 3 and carried the team to a 15-1 record.
He still did like a pretty improbable thing.
I mean, no. Come on, man. Let's check out his power wins of who he actually beat.
You can also argue Garrett Wilson should win it just based on the
three
fact that
three quarterbacks.
And
one didn't throw to him. One ignored him.
All right, offensive player of the year. Tariq Hill, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson, Patrick Mahomes.
Justin Jefferson, man. He almost went for 2,000.
I mean, it was ridiculous the season he had, right?
Stop it.
More on this in a minute. Defensive player of the year. We got 3.
Nick Bosa.
All right, Nick Bosa, Chris Jones, Micah Parsons.
Nick Bosa.
Nick Bosa, okay.
He should have won it last year, or he's right there last year.
Most valuable player. Now, this is what...
Let's say the quarterback award.
This is the Heisman now. This is... It's been 10 years.
Right.
Since anyone not named a not being a quarterback won this. So you got 4 quarterbacks and 1 wide receiver.
Yeah.
So obviously the wide receiver is Justin Jefferson. Then it's Mahomes, Hurts, Burrow, and Josh Allen.
It's either between Burrow or Mahomes. So I would go Mahomes because Burrow
came out
with a slow
start. How is Justin Jefferson your offensive player of the year but not your MVP?
Yeah.
And yet Justin Jefferson is in the – Mahomes is in the same offensive player of the year category, but you're saying it's between Mahomes and Burrow. How? How are you saying that?
Because you don't.
That doesn't make sense.
Because you don't give 2 awards to one person.
What? Wait a minute.
You don't give him Offensive Player of the Year and then give him the MVP. It don't work that way.
Why wouldn't it work that way?
Don't work that way.
Why?
They never do that. Did Tom Brady, when he won MVP, win Offensive Player of the Year?
I get it.
Or did somebody else win?
They gave it to usually running back or somebody like that.
But this the non-quarterback. We know the MVP is the quarterback position.
So then whoever's winning. But if a quarterback wins Offensive Player of the Year, shouldn't he then win the MVP? How can another quarterback win MVP if you're the Offensive Player of the Year as a quarterback?
Because
that wouldn't make sense.
Because also based on wins and statistics, you can be Offensive Player of the Year, put up a bunch of numbers, but also put up, don't have the wins.
I don't get this.
It's like the Dope Walker Award is like for the running back.
Of course.
You do all that stuff, the Buckets Award. Like
I know.
You separate them, and then we all know, unless somebody does something crazy,
mm-hmm.
who's the last nun guy to win it? Like, was it
Adrian Peterson?
Adrian Peterson, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
in 2012?
Yeah, and he ran for 2,000.
Yes, right. He was just insane.
I remember Jamal Lewis ran for 2,000.
But that's the problem is that
you got to break records to win it as a nun position.
You really have to be just off the chart, like off the charts.
Yeah, it's got to be. You got to break a record. I mean, I would go Mahomes because Joe Burrow started off late.
Just some research. Tom Brady twice was named MVP and Offensive Player of the Year.
Okay.
Yeah, 2007 when
he's the GOAT.
They didn't lose to anybody, and then 2010.
Yeah, he's the GOAT. I would argue that Randy Moss should have been an Offensive Player of the Year because all those touchdowns he caught. And then Tom Brady should have been the MVP.
But you get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, no, I got it.
That wouldn't make sense that if one quarterback wins MVP, but another quarterback wins Offensive Player. Like, if you want to give Justin Jefferson the Offensive Player of the Year and then give a quarterback the MVP, I get it. But you can't have, like, it wouldn't make sense. You guys have the weirdest... your awards are weird.
It's quirky.
Honestly.
How does basketball work? Does basketball work that way?
MVP is MVP. It's the best player in the league.
Right. But y'all don't have Offensive Player of the Year.
Because
y'all don't have separate people because y'all play offense and defense.
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
You know, there's no goalie. There's nothing like that. So there is, I think there is the best defensive player and all that stuff. They do have that stuff, but still.
Yeah,
MVP is pretty cut and dry. And Jokic looks like he should win it this year, but I feel like the voters won't give it to him.
They would never give him 3 in a row because they didn't give it to nobody else.
That's what I'm saying. Like they almost get fatigued, and they want to give it to someone else, and Luka will be the guy everybody's behind this year.
Yo, Luka looks frustrated, man.
Oh, he is. He is.
But he wanted it that way.
They lost last night to the Wizards. They had no business losing this game.
And that's the thing. He wants it, though.
What does he want?
I mean, he wanted to be the guy by himself. He doesn't want another superstar that he has to
concede to. That's accurate.
He wants a bunch of role players around him that's good.
He wants
that can
the
play
ball.
Off of him.
He doesn't want to share it. What they have to do in Dallas is build the same team that they built around Giannis in Milwaukee. That's what they have to do.
Yeah, you got to get guys that don't want to shoot. Holiday don't care about shooting.
Role-playing hard, like guys who can shoot threes, defend. Like, you got to get guys like that around Luka, and you'll be all right. They have some, but it's not good enough. And look, that's not easy to do. It sounds a lot easier than it is to actually do in this league.
Yeah, you got
to
draft. That's two trades. Middleton was a free agent trade from the Pistons.
Middleton was a trade.
And so was Holiday.
Brooke Lopez was an incredibly smart move that turned it.
People thought he was dead.
Yeah.
Like, and
Bobby
Portis,
fantastic addition.
Way to go, Knicks. Way to let him go for nothing.
Let's see. The couple of pieces that they built there, though, they're
Brooke
good
Lopez,
fits.
What I love about Brooke Lopez.
Well, Jrue Holiday was a really smart move there, too. They had Malcolm Brogdon, and he was just not the same. But Jrue Holiday was like, take it up a notch, can really defend. He can hit big clutch shots when it matters. But he's got that personality, like you said. I don't need to be a man. I don't need to get my shots. I'll get them when they matter.
What I love about Brooke Lopez is that he recognized the game was changing. He's about to become a dinosaur. And he became a three-point shooter.
It's amazing. And people that say that he was doing
Dwight Howard would have had to do that. Like, to not be a dinosaur, not be a liability.
But he wasn't that kind of guy.
Yeah, no. Drummond. Like, you got to put that work in. And Drummond I appreciate the guy. I mean, his brother couldn't do it. Robin.
No, Robin was still a very good defensive player, but still. You know, that's not who he is. But no, to see a player transform.
He's a good three-point shooter, too. No, he ain't just like...
No, you got to...
He ain't Bruce Bowen just in the corner pocket.
No, you have to worry about him because he can... And he makes ones that the backbreakers, too, because you forget about him, you're doubling, you leave him out. Anyways, rambling on about the Bucks and Brooke Lopez. 800-919-3776 is the number. Let's go with Dante in Queens. Dante.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I just wanted to chime in about the issue with the Jets at quarterback. I know the rumors float in that they could trade for Aaron Rodgers, and I'm not doubting the guy's talent. I mean, that's obvious, but I think this guy's attitude sucks so badly. Like, when things aren't going well, he throws everybody under the bus, and the young guys on this team that work hard and so forth, I don't think they're going to tolerate it. You know, I've seen plays where he'll overthrow a guy and he's shaking his head and like it's their fault, like they weren't 10 feet tall, you know? And it's like this guy is like very much a prima donna, and then with the media and the fans here in New York, I just feel like it would be the straw that would break him. I don't think he's mentally tough to deal with it here.
Dante, how long have you been a Jets fan?
I'm actually a Giants fan, but I'm paying attention to the Jets.
So you saw this same exact thing work out with Brett Favre. Brett Favre was a guy that was the eye guy who held the Packers hostage, and they got tired of dealing with him. I'm retiring stuff, and they finally said, you know what, we're moving on from you. And then he decided to get out of town. He was the same guy, right? He was the same
Can
guy.
Can I tell you a player that does the same thing?
Yeah.
Same exact thing.
Yeah.
LeBron.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's Devo. He threw his whole team up. He had traded more people than what's the general manager's name?
I mean, you said last night. Oh,
Pelinka. Yeah, he traded more people than Pelinka.
Like, last night is a great example. Like, LeBron's a great player. He's not easy to play with. And he's demanding, and he will always find his... When they win, it's because of him. When they lose, someone else.
Yeah.
That's always been the thing. When they lose, it's because supporting cast wasn't good enough.
Oh, look at Wiggins. As soon as Wiggins ain't even get a free throw before he traded his ass.
Yeah.
Nah, you gotta get rid of him.
That's great. Players are like
Wiggins,
that because they demand Wiggins so much out of you.
You think Wiggins ever said something to LeBrick Brick? Like, yeah, you little chump. I got my title anyway, and I'm coming for that ass because I'm in the West now.
I wonder if he did.
You traded me.
I don't think anybody's doing that.
Better than all them dudes.
You know, it's the NBA. They don't do that stuff.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
The frustration of Knick fandom in the 90s was feeling like Michael Jordan was in your way. Yeah. And how could you overcome Michael Jordan? But you knew each year you were one of the best teams in the league. right? Mm-hmm. Like, you were busting ass
most
nights.
You had a star.
Nights.
You had a superstar.
Well, yeah, and Patrick was the man.
Superstar.
And you also had, but you had an identity of a team that everybody hated.
And you had the J.R. Smith of the times. John Starks.
Well, you had, yeah.
He was the first J.R. Smith.
But those guys were like, they just had this rep of just being a team that everybody hated, and you liked that.
Yeah.
Like, you liked walking into buildings knowing that they...
I thought those teams was cute. They remind me of, like, bootleg Bad Boys.
Why you got to say cute? Nothing cute about
that. They were bootleg Bad Boys. Mm-hmm. They were like, they tried to say, oh, this is how what winning is. That's what Ryle said.
Pat Riley came in, and that's what he did.
Yeah, he was like, let's be the Bad Boys, because the Bad Boys kicked my ass when he was in the Western Conference. He retired Magic Johnson, his weak-ass hamstring.
But he saw that that's where the league was going. Anyways, but that's the difference between then and now.
Yeah.
Now it's more of like, how can we get to that level? Yeah. Back then, you were at that level for about 10 years.
See, but now you can't get there that no more. You can't get there with that great defense. Now you got to have superstars. So you got to change the game. It's like you can't build a team based about defense. You got to have some. You got to have good defense or it's okay defense. You got to have outstanding offense.
So let me ask you this then. So LeBron last night, speaking of stars, he has... Did you know that Tyronn Lue is 10-0 against the Clippers?
Yes. 10-0 against the Lakers since he's been
there. I mean, against the Lakers.
Yeah. 10-0.
That last night, they beat him, and that's 10 straight.
They didn't beat him. They kicked their ass.
Like you talk about how, like, Knicks Nets in this city is like the Nets have kind of dominated for the last, like, 5-6 years. The Clippers have dominated the Lakers in L.A., and it's, once again, is it under the radar?
Yeah, nobody
it's
cares.
So... Like, I was watching the game last night. I'm like, oh, damn, Kawhi's playing.
Yeah. They're the Los Angeles.
Kawhi has
they're the Los Angeles Nets.
Dude, yeah. Kawhi has us at a place where we're actually, he's played this so well. We're like, oh, he's playing. I got to watch.
You're excited. Like, oh, my God. But then he reminds you. Like, yeah, okay. Now I see. Like, LeBron, I bet if LeBron goes back and he talks truth serum when his book comes out.
Yep.
Or he makes a docuseries or something like that. He gonna talk about, man, who I hated playing against was Kawhi. He was stronger than me.
I believe it.
He was just stoic. He was emotionless.
Right.
Like, I remember it's this meme going out of LeBron James when they were playing the Spurs in the finals, and he was at the free throw line, and Kawhi Leonard's checking in. He looked like, damn.
Yeah.
He looked at something, damn. Like, and this dude come with these OG Bobby Johnson braids, man. Kawhi Leonard braids have been the same length since since San Antonio.
Yeah, it's amazing. It just hasn't changed.
I hope he cutting it. Because if not, he need to fire his damn beautician. Because she ain't moisturizing his scalp or conditioning his hair right. Because his hair, that he barely get the rubber band on the bottom of it.
I can't worry about his hair. You got to worry about, like, when does he play, when does he not play. But anyway, so LeBron went for 46 last night.
Yeah.
Clippers won.
What'd they lose by?
Going away. Yeah, they won.
And LeBron
going
left
away.
Early, too. Classless. Walked off the court.
Well, he was.
Game still playing.
Yeah, but still, what that 46-point performance did was something that has never been seen in the NBA.
Yeah, and he was aware of that.
LeBron James now has scored 40 points or more against every team in the league. Now, Kobe has done it against all but one team in the league.
You know LeBron knew that.
What team is that?
The Pistons.
No.
The Knicks.
Kobe Bryant has scored 40 against every team in the league except one. Which team is that, Bart?
The Clippers.
The Lakers.
I'm just playing. I got you.
He played for the Lakers his whole career.
Right. So
he never had the opportunity to score 40 against his own team.
It's in the details.
So, right. So LeBron, because he's bounced around so much, he's had that opportunity. So he did it last night. And, of course, he's like, you know, one day I'll look back on things I've accomplished, but, you know, I can't celebrate that when we lose, which is all this team does. Now, Anthony Davis coming back.
Big deal.
We'll see how many minutes he can play and what impact he can have and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, still, that's where we're at. And he's closing in on Kareem, by the way. And I was watching during the pregame. He was warming up.
Mm-hmm.
This is so LeBron. What is he practicing?
The hook shot.
Yes.
He wants to try.
Sky hook.
Somebody's going to tell him, you're two away. He's such a... And this movie sucks.
Yeah, you hated it, didn't you?
That's the... Oh, my God.
He's practicing a sky hook pregame. And it's just that...
He's a troll, man.
What do you do?
Hey, bro, Lou Alcindor.
Please tell me you're not
going to
take a sky hook.
Right.
to break the record.
It's going
to
be the one
as
that
an homage,
yeah. Right,
to Kareem, he's who, by the way, doesn't like you,
right? it's going to be the same hook that Magic won the
The baby hook,
yeah,
against
baby
the
hook
Celtics
running through the middle of the lane.
What was that? 87.
Yeah,
the baby hook.
87 coming across the lane. He's so corny, man. Like, how can a guy be so good but so, like, corny, so measured? So, like, you see everything he does is planned out. It's horrible, man.
It's hard. Like, you got to appreciate him. He is a great player.
But he's not a likable player.
He's likable.
I wonder how players in the league and former teammates, how they like him. I bet you they don't really like him.
He's well-respected.
Respected and liked is two different things.
Although the Grizzlies don't respect him. That's why your boy Shannon Sharp got into it.
Respecting and liked is two different. I don't think the Memphis Grizzlies respect anybody. You can't have a level
Love
of respect
it.
When you're
Love
trying
it.
To take over.
Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, when you're trying to take over, the hostile takeover, you don't have no respect for nobody.
Love it. Love it. The Grizzlies are
They're trying to be the bad boys.
They are. They're trying to be that team. They don't care. You don't like
and
us.
And Ja is Isaiah?
Maybe.
He's a pistol starter.
Mm-hmm.
But he ain't
Steven Adams is out now for a couple of weeks, though. Yeah. That's their bully.
That's your protection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they about to start. Yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden. Right.
What'd you say? I ain't say nothing.
800-919-3776. Which one do you want to take here, Bart? You can see the screen. What do you say?
Trevor sounds distinguished.
Okay.
Trevor.
Trevor from Jamaica. Trevor.
Hey, gentlemen, I just had a question. Hypothetically, if Embiid or Jokic doesn't win the chip this year or even doesn't get to the finals and they want to leave their prospective teams, if you were the Knicks GM, who would you rather take? And what do you think it would take to move them to the Knicks?
Okay, so who would you rather? All right, so we're not saying like this could happen. You're saying just let's say one of these two were available. Who would you rather have?
I'll get disgruntled, yes.
Yeah. It's a great question.
It's easy for me.
It's easy for you?
Give me Giannis. He's more healthy.
Giannis?
You said Giannis or Embiid?
No. The options are Embiid or Jokic.
Oh, Jokic.
Yeah.
Oh, give me Jokic.
Jokic. Because he's an all-around player.
Because I don't worry about his long-term health. Mm. He don't play explosive enough to hurt nothing.
That's a good point.
This dude's like moving in slow-mo.
Yeah.
Well, he never rushed.
He and Luka do the same thing. They play at their speed.
Yeah.
They don't really get off the ground too high.
But Luka got the McDonald's body. This is the first year he don't have it. Jokic just proved to me he can keep it off for 2 years.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, he got that Larry Bird post-bad back body. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Look,
retaining water type.
That's where the hips do lie.
Yeah, exactly.
So by the way.
Give me Jokic because he's healthier longer and his game should mature better because it's not about athleticism and crossing over and yunking and dunking and all that stuff.
Yunking and dunking?
He barely leaves the ground.
By the way, hips don't lie. And we got calls. In the Power Hour, we're going to take all the calls. We're going to go full buffet. But I got to bring this up. So remember how you brought up BBL yesterday and I was like, what is that?
Yeah, yeah.
So I had a second BBL reference in the day. And this is where your phone's listening. Because all of a sudden now as I'm scrolling through stuff, up comes this thing. It's a TikTok video of this girl, white girl, skinny white girl.
Used to be skinny.
No. The BBL shorts.
Oh, yeah. She got a red dress on?
Yes.
Yeah, she put them on and all of a sudden. See, that's not fair. That's false advertisement.
Tell me about it.
I want a dude to walk around with socks in his underwear.
I mean, I almost think
like
now,
he got a moose knuckle, then come out and realize he's coming up real short.
It's almost acceptable now.
Yeah.
It's almost like, wouldn't it be acceptable now?
Let's just lie. Let's just lie to each other. Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Remember I'm a get you sucker? when he took out everything, she took off her hair, like, that's your hair. Took her eyebrows out.
That's right.
She had fake contact, color contacts. You're like, what the hell?
Just take it all
took the butt pad off. Took off high heels is lying.
So apparently this is going around clubs where people are aware that this is happening, that some women are wearing these shorts.
No, that's a lie.
These Brazilian butt lift shorts that are making you look more
thick,
curvaceous than you actually are. And so apparently guys are testing it by using a cigarette.
Oh, they just burn her. Yeah, burn her on her hip.
You just press it in to a cheek, and if she doesn't react, she can't feel it.
She's sitting out there with the basketball girdle in the club trying to trap me.
So if she screams,
because you know in the football, like we got the girdle pads. Now you don't put the pads in; they're built into the pads. That's basically what they're doing. Man, come on, man, you can't trust nobody out here. What was that guy that sued his wife?
I couldn't believe
what's
this.
What's that guy that sued his wife because he said she lied to him? She's like took the makeup off, the eyes off, the weave off. He's like, no, I didn't marry this. Oh no, she had got a lot of work done.
Don't you think he
would know? No. It's this. She got a lot of work done.
Right.
And he looked up. and the baby came out ugly as hell. He was like, what the hell happened? And she had to reveal that she had all this plastic surgery, and that's what she really looked like. Damn. Call that Khloe Kardashian.
Man, I saw this and I was right away. I was like, "Oh, you can't trust anybody."
No,
but I'm saying if that's acceptable,
let men start doing that. Fake, let men get fake pecs. Let's see them get enlargement enhancement. Let's see them get calf implants. What I love is the funny part of these dudes with these lay fronts that's bald as hell and they got high top fade like Steve Harvey. Like, yo, you bald? Yup. How does it feel, honey?
Oh, my God.
How does it feel?
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.